From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Toyota is recalling more than 2 million vehicles in the United States to deal with various flaws that could result in floor mats interfering with the accelerator pedal. This recall follows earlier ones involving millions of vehicles to fix floor mat problems and sticking accelerator pedals. John McElroy is an auto analyst and host of AutolineDaily.com.
What's strange right now is how many more vehicles they're adding to this recall. Kind of curious why they didn't catch this a year ago when they had originally announced this kind of a recall.
This latest recall involves Toyotas dating back to the 2003 model year. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is apparently blaming the uprising in his country on al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, claiming that al-Qaeda is giving Libyan teenagers guns and drugs. A speaker purporting to be Gaddafi made the comments in a phone call to Libya's state TV network, remarks that were interpreted by Al Jazeera English.
They are carrying machine guns. And they feel trigger happy. They shoot. Especially when they get stoned with drugs.
Forces loyal to Gaddafi are reportedly striking back at protesters in areas around his stronghold, Tripoli. Sales of new homes have declined sharply, falling more than 12.5% last month, giving back much of December's jump in home sales. The Commerce Department says for all of last year, 323,000 new homes were sold. That's the lowest annual figure since records were first kept nearly 50 years ago. A new business advisory council created by President Obama holds its first meeting at the White House today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the group of business and labor leaders is looking for ways to encourage more hiring in the private sector.
President Obama announced the creation of the advisory council last month during a visit to a General Electric plant in Schenectady, New York. GE Chairman Jeffrey Immelt will head the council with the goal of boosting job growth and making U.S. companies more competitive. In an op-ed column, Immelt wrote he hopes to increase both U.S. manufacturing and exports. So far, the president has named nearly 24 members of the council. The list includes Fortune 500 executives, a venture capitalist, the owner of a small machining company, and a couple of union leaders. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Crews at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida are pumping liquid hydrogen and oxygen into the external fuel tank of the space shuttle Discovery. Discovery set for launch late this afternoon on its 39th and final flight. Discovery Commander Steve Lindsay says it's going to be an emotional day.
I think it's bittersweet. You've probably heard that a lot. For us, it's a privilege to be able to fly that last flight on Discovery, but it's also sad because after that it's retired.
Discovery's on a mission to the International Space Station. On Wall Street, stock prices have moved lower. The Dow is now down 18 points at 12,088. The Nasdaq Composite, though, is up 12. This is NPR News. New claims for unemployment benefits have declined. It was the third drop in the past 4 weeks and pushes the four-week moving average of jobless benefit applications to the lowest level in more than 2.5 years. Hope is fading for finding any more survivors from the earthquake that hit the New Zealand city of Christchurch this week. More than 200 people there are still missing. Many of the bodies are believed to be in the wreckage of an office building that also housed a school. Tom Smith says the tremor did severe damage to his home.
All the mementos and everything in it, they're all gone, smashed. Same with the cabinet in the dining room and the pantry.
The earthquake is being blamed for at least 98 deaths. Lawmakers in Wisconsin's state assembly have agreed to limit debate on the governor's proposal to take away most collective bargaining rights from public sector workers. That move would end a round-the-clock filibuster by Democrats and sets the stage for a vote later today. But Democratic state senators remain away from Wisconsin, depriving Republicans of a quorum in that chamber. To show support for the teachers and other public sector workers who've been holding forth in Wisconsin's Capitol building every day, people have been ordering pizzas to be sent to them. Stacy Fritz is manager of Ian's Pizza in Madison, Wisconsin. She says she has gotten over 1,000 orders from all over the world.
I wrote down on the board Afghanistan, Qatar, India, Haiti, Israel, Brazil, Egypt, and that's just a partial list. We have taken orders from all 50 states and Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico.
Fritz says the most popular pizza among the protesters in the state capital is Ian's Macaroni and Cheese Pizza. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for